ॐ सहनावतु
सहनौ
भुनक्तु
सह
वीर्यं करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु
मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्।
So in sloka number 64, Lord says, Sarva guhya tamam bhuya shrunu me paramam vachah ishto si me dramati tato vakshyami tehitam. Sarva guhya tamam, most secret. Bhuya, again, I am going to tell you again. This Lord is saying in sloka number 64, the Gita ends in sloka number 78 of chapter 18. 14 slokas prior, he is again saying, please listen once again. Bhuya evam. What? Paramam vacha, my final advice. Listen to it once again. Istosi medramiti. Istosi, because I love you. You are very dear to me. Ishtosi medramati tato vakshami. Therefore I am saying. Vai tehitam. For your welfare. What is the welfare? Welfare is Lord wants that Arjun should get realized, get moksha in this life only. Tehitam. He is seeing his interest. Okay. What is that advice now? Slok number 65.
Manmana bhava mad bhakta.
Manmana bhava mad bhakta.
Madhyaji mam namaskuru.
Madhyaji mam namaskuru.
Mame vaishyasi satyam te.
Māme vaishyasi satyam te.
Pratijane priyosi me.
Pratijane priyosmi me.
Manmana bhava mad bhaktah. Madhyaji mām namaskuru. Māme vaishyasi satyam te. Pratijane priyosi me.
So Lord is saying to Arjun, if you have not heard whatever I have said sincerely, now be sincere. In one verse, Lord is going to tell us what is the goal of life, what is the means, how can we reach that goal, is also said. First he said, man mana bhava. Manma, place your mind, fix your mind in me. What does that mean? Place your mind, fix your mind in me. Your mind should be submerged in me only. Like a rasogulla is merged, submerged in the syrup. From all around, rasogulla is in the syrup. Have you seen rasogulla in syrup? If you really want to see, you have to come to Calcutta, the birthplace of Rasogulla. And Dibba is not floating. There you will find the juice or the syrup is so much and the Rasogullas are floating on that. And that is the test, you know, of Rasogulla. It should float. It's not submerged in that syrup. Submerging means it is heavy. Heavy means it has gone down. If it is floating, then it is light. So your mind should also be soaked in me continuously. Madhbhakta, so he wants mind. Madhbhakta, by intellect you decide that I am supreme, therefore you become my devotee. You love me. You love me. So we have to decide who is supreme for us. Is the boss in company supreme for me? Or his boss, the Lord, is supreme for me? That we have to decide. Madhbhaktaha. Madhyaji. Madhyaji means you do all sacrifices for me. All your actions should be for me. All your actions should be for me means what? All our actions should be for the happiness of the Lord. Lord is not suggesting any new action here. For me, you do this thing, you bring holy water from Gangotri and do abhishek with that. No, nothing of that sort. Madhyaji means whatever you are doing, whatever is your profession, whatever is your ashram, whatever is your birth, according to that, whatever is your dharma, duty, do that duty for my happiness, for the Lord's happiness. We are doing the same thing. We are doing our duty. According to our varna and ashram position in the society, we are all working. But we are working for our happiness. Our happiness. So what is the great thing? Doing the same thing for our happiness and for the happiness of the Lord. What change it will make? There will be a sea change in you. If you are doing for the happiness of the Lord, then you will not be able to do many things. When you are doing for your own happiness, you are ready to cheat, plunder, harm, hurt others in order to fulfill your desire. But you are doing the same thing for the happiness of the Lord, then what will happen? Immediately your conscience will tell you, no, don't tell lie. Don't cheat your friend or your partner. Don't harm. Don't hurt. So you will not be able to do any nisiddha karma, any prohibited action. You will not be able to do. Only this much you have to fit in the mind. Instead of my happiness, whatever I am doing, I will be doing for the happiness of the Lord. That's all. And it will take care of your egocentric desires also. I am not going to tell you the science behind it. It is in detail written in chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita. Madhyaji, Madhyaji, Lord said, you do all your actions for me. You see, when you love somebody, when you love company, you are ready to work for the company. When you are loving your family, you are ready to do all actions for your family. And whenever there is problem comes, company will come and stand by you. Your family will come and stand by you if there is an obstacle, if there is any problem. We love our own body. Whenever there is any problem, somebody is trying to hit me with a stick, what will happen? Immediately my hand will try to protect me. I am not doing anything specially for the hand. It comes automatically. Similarly, when we love Lord, then He will protect me. This is law. And Lord has said specifically, ananaschintayanto mam ye jana paryupasate tesam nityabhyuktanam yogasemam bhamyam. If you are thinking about me, working for me, if you are single-pointed on me, then I will do yoga and semam. Yoga and semam means what? Whatever you need, I will bring. Semam means whatever you have got, I will protect it. Whole life we are doing these two things only. Whole life we are trying to collect the thing which we need. And whatever we have got, we are trying to protect it. Lord says, I will take care of that. Don't worry about that. But you have to become manmana, madbhakta, madhyaji, mam namaskuru. Mam namaskuru means you prostrate to me, salute me, surrender your ego to me. How can you surrender your ego to me? You consider me as your employer. You are servant. This way you surrender. Namaskar. It's not that namaskar like this. No, no, no. It's surrender. What is surrender? Our Swami Purushottamananda used to say, surrender. This is surrender. Sar means your ego. Surrender your ego. This is surrender. What will I get? You see, we have got only these four instruments, body, mind, intellect and ego. And he wants all these four. What will I get if I listen to your advice? Maam eva ishyasi, you will reach me. You will reach me. If you do these four things, man mana bhava, mad bhakta, mad yaji, maam namaskuru, if you follow the advice of Lord, what will happen? You will not get $1 billion or $1 million. If you are thinking Lord will give you $1 billion, no, you will not. You will be disappointed. Don't go ahead. If you want to merge, know the Lord, if you don't want any rebirth, then Maam Eva Ishyasi, you will reach Lord only. Satyam, this is truth I am telling you. Pratijane, I am promising you. Priyosime, O Arjun, you are dear to me. I want to see you liberated in this life. You are dear to me. You see, when Lord is giving advice, he is not expecting anything in return from Arjun. He is praising Arjun. You are dear to me, you are dear to me, this, 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 and that. When we praise in the world somebody, we expect something in return. Suppose we want a glass of water from my child. First I praise him. Oh, you are a very good boy. You listen to all. Whatever I say, you listen. Can you get me a glass of water? First I praise, then I expect something from him. But in this case, Lord is praising Arjun, but Lord is not expecting anything from him. Priyosime. So you will get. Why Lord is saying? Because he said, Bhaktosi me sakha cheti. Earlier in chapter 4, Lord has said, you are my devotee, you are bhakta. Why he has become bhakta? Because he has already surrendered in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita. He has accepted Lord Krishna as his guru. Therefore, you are my bhakta. Sakha. Lord says, you are my friend also. Before you surrendered to me, we were friends. For many years we were together. This satyam word goes with maam eva ishyasi, you will reach me. This is truth. Pratijane, my promise is also true. Satyam. Satyam priyosime, that you are dear to me, that also is. Now we'll see whether this, whatever Lord has said, is true or not. Let us prove it. Let us see it. So you all have seen our BMI chart. We hope you know a little bit of BMI chart. We see a little bit more today. So this is Om. This represents our Atman, the Self, in us. This also represents Brahman, Atman, or Satchidanand or Ishwar. According to our context, we modify it a little bit and it is represented by Om. V stands for Vasana. What is Vasana? Vasana means impressions. What is impressions? Our likes and dislikes. Each experience leaves some impression on us, likes and dislikes. What are those impressions? It's avidyarupam, ignorance. It is also called prakriti. It is also called maya. It is also called trigun. So synonyms for the vasana is avidya, maya, prakriti, trigun, yoga maya, or impressions, likes, dislikes. So you will get these terms in scripture. But they all represent same thing, vasana. And we have got three important instruments, body, mind and intellect. I don't have to explain body. What is the difference between mind and intellect? The difference between mind and intellect is both are thought only. It is subtle. Both are thought. When the thought is in the state of volition, we have not decided whether I will come to the Gita class or not today because of the inclement weather. It is the function of mind. The moment you decided today is the important class, the whole summary of Bhagavad Gita will be explained today, you said, no, I must go. Function of intellect. This is intellect. Mind and intellect. You have decided. Function of intellect. What is the function of body? Body perceives objects of the world. We perceive objects of the world by through our five organs of perception. These are all here. This is called head office. So ear, eyes, nose, skin. Everything is there. Body perceives objects of the world. Mind feels all emotions. All the emotions, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsar, these are all felt in the mind. And intellect thinks thoughts. Mind has got a limitation. It can go to the places where it has visited earlier, but it cannot go beyond. If I say, have you been to Honolulu, take your mind to Honolulu. If you have not visited Honolulu, it will never go there. It has got a limitation. This perceiver, feeler and thinker is called ego. P plus F plus T is equal to ego or jiva. Is it difficult? Very simple mathematics. Perceiver plus feeler plus thinker is equal to jiva or ego. What is this O plus E plus T? It is called Jagat. So in this BMI chart, we are getting Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. All three are here. OET is Jagat. PFT is Ego, which represents Jeeva. And Om, which is already with us, it represents Brahman or Atman or Satchidanand. What is the difference between Brahman and Atman? Brahman conditioned by body, we call it Atman. Atman unconditioned by body, Brahman. What is the nature of Atman and Brahman? Satchidananda. It is Satchidananda. Now let us analyze a little bit more. This we will call Atman. And all these things we can put one word for this, Anatma. Whole world is made of prakriti, maya, it is inert, it is changing, it is perishable, therefore it is anatma. The nature of anatma is changing, perishable. Whole world. And what is the nature of Atman? It is eternal. It is Sat, it is Chit, it is Anand. Because of this Sat Chit Anand, the whole world is existing. My body is also existing. So this Atman is giving me the sentiency. When Lord says, Mam Evaichyasi, you will reach this place. At this point of time, although the Atman is with us, but we are not able to experience that bliss. The source of all our happiness. We do not know. We are all ignorant. That is why we call it Ajnani, ignorant. What is ignorance means? Ignorance means not knowing our true nature is ignorance. Here we are not talking about the ignorance of Sanskrit, English or any other subject. Ajnani, we all are Ajnani. Ajnani of what? Ignorant of what? Our true nature, we don't know. Very good. So with this BMI, with body, mind, intellect and ego, we transact with the world. And that is not our fault actually. I always say it is a manufacturing defect. What is the defect? Because Lord has made all organs of perception extrovert. With these eyes you can see outside. Even if you ask surgeon to operate and put the eyeball, you reverse it, still we will not be able to see inside. We can hear the sound outside, but we cannot hear the sound of our own heart. We can smell outside, but what is in the stomach we can't smell. Extrovert. And where is the Lord sitting? Where is this Atman? What is the local address of Atman? We are discussing in this morning Vivek Chidamani class. Mind. So local address of Atman is mind. If you want to reach Atman, where we have to go?
Mind.
So behind mind, that Atman is sitting and he is seeing all our actions, what we are doing. And Lord has said, Mam Ev Aishasi, this is your goal of life. You should know this. Once you know this, after that you transact with the world. So what will be the result by knowing, what will I get? Pehle batao, what will I get? You want everything from me. What will I get? The scripture says you will get atyantik sukh. What is atyantik sukh? Permanent sukh. Atyantik sukh prapti and atyantik dukh nibritti. There will not be any sorrow. So two terms are used here. Atyantik sukh prapti. How you will get atyantik sukh prapti? Because it is Sachidananda Rupa. It will give you anand only. It cannot give you sorrow. But we all have experienced sorrow. What is the cause of sorrow? Is it very hard question? There are only two things. One is Atma, another is Anatma. Atma can never give you sorrow. Then who can give you sorrow? Anatma. Only the Anatma will give you sorrow. If Atman cannot give you sorrow, Anatma is giving you sorrow. What is Anatma? This whole thing, whole world. Why it is giving me sorrow? Because it is changing and perishable. Anything which will perish one day will give us sukha. My body will perish, it will give me sukh or dukh? though. The whole world is changing and perishable, therefore whole world will give me one day ultimately dukkha only. Therefore Lord has said this whole world is dukkhale. And we all are searching sukha in this dukkhale. Will we be successful searching sukha in dukkhale? No. Acha, why we get dukkha? Why do we experience sorrow? Because of the identification. Identification with what? With Atma or Anatma? Oh, gee, you are understanding science. Because of the identification, we are getting sorrow. What is this identification? Identification means I think this person, this being, this object has got happiness. It is giving me happiness. Therefore, I visit this person, being an object again and again. This is identification. The whole world is not giving you sorrow. Sun, moon, trees, plants, mountain, river, they are not giving me sorrow. They give me joy. But the moment you identify this is my mango tree and somebody has come and plucked few mangoes, or the bird is sitting there and pecking the mangoes, ripe mango, will you be happy or sorrowful? Somebody has taken mango from your tree. Sorrow is coming. So what is the cause of sorrow? How can you remove sorrow? Cause is this. How can you remove? This is cause of sorrow. Distance. Remove. And if you want happiness, what you have to do? Identify here. So what is the whole Vedanta says? Disidentify from anatma and identify with only this much we have to do. Is it difficult? They are not saying, give up your property, give up your body, give up all this, your family members, go to Himalaya. No, no, that is not the same. They are saying, you stay with them, enjoy your property, enjoy your wealth, but don't identify with this. Only this much you have to do. Disidentify. But that is only half job. 50% job? Disidentify. Where is this identification? It is in the mind. So mind has to be given another job, identified with this, with the Atman. Now, do you agree? If we reach here, there will be atyantik sukh prapti and there is atyantik dukh nibritti. Do you all agree? If you have got a doubt, you tell me now. It is science. Because we are identified with the anatma, which is changing and perishable, therefore we get sorrow here. At this point of time, we are disidentified with the Atman, identified with the anatman, therefore we are sorrowful. If we don't want sorrow, okay, disidentify from here, identify there. Therefore, Lord says, Mam ev aishyasi, you will reach me. How will I reach? You see, in Bhagavad Gita, in the Puspiya Vakim, end of each chapter, what is written? Om Tatsat iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Upanishadsu. Gitasu, Upanishadsu, Brahma Vidyayam, it tells you the Brahma Vidya. Yoga Shastre, how will you reach there? That also is said there. Brahma Vidya, Yoga Shastre. But in this one verse, they have said Brahma Vidya also, and how to reach there also. Mam Evaishisi, this is our goal. By reaching this, if you think you will get $1 million or $1 billion, you will not get. If your goal is to get $1 billion, don't come to this path, you will not get. But if you want permanent happiness, definitely, guaranteed you will get. All sorrow. After getting this knowledge, you play in the world, there is no sorrow. Ye maja hai. After knowing that tattva, you stay in the world. Sorrow will not touch you. Thakur Ramakrishna used to tell one beautiful example he used to give. There is a, in Bengal you will find a type of fish which stay in the mud. We call it pakal mach. Pakal mach, it stay in the mud. If you put that your finger in the mud, your finger will be all with dirty with the mud. But that fish stays in the mud, but its skin is shining. Skin is shining. Not even a drop of that mud sticks to it. Similarly, when you get this knowledge, this is not going to affect you. How to reach there? Now Lord says, Man Mana Bhava, you give me your mind. Mad Bhakta, how the mind is to be given? Like Rasogulla line, you have to remember. Like Rasogulla in syrup, always in syrup. Mind always soaked in Lord. Mad Bhakta, by your intellect you decide, I am your goal, I am supreme, I want that. So he wants your intellect also. Madhyaji, whatever you are doing with your body, you do it for my happiness. So he wants your all actions of body also. Mam Namaskuru, your ego you should surrender. This perceiver, thinker, feeler, this also you surrender to me. Then he says, Mam Eva Ishyasi. By only these four instruments we act in the world. Is it not so? With the body, mind, intellect and our ego. Mam Eva Ishyasi. If you give these four equipments to me, you will reach me. Satyam. This is truth, he is saying. Acha, now tell me, do you have any doubt? With all these four equipment which we have got, we start thinking about the Lord. Mahabhivashisi. Satyam pratijane. I promise, Lord is promising. There is no need of promise also. If you understand this chart, then you will say, no, this is true. Mahabhivashisi satyam. Lord says, you are priya, you are dear to me. You see, in the case of Arjun and Lord, Lord was just present in front of Arjun. He was there. But for us, Lord has said, Gita me hridayam partha. O partha, this Gita is my heart. I am present here. Through Gita, he is instructing all of us. We are all Arjun. He wants all of us to grow, spiritually grow and get liberated in this life, here and now. It is possible. But what we have to do? Now you see, how much our life is disbalanced. With these four equipments, we are working in the world and we are accumulating the things of the world, thinking that they are giving me happiness. Truly speaking, they don't have any happiness. All the happiness is a reflected happiness of that Atman, which you will come to know if when you study the Shastra. When you study Shastra, then you come to know that there is no joy, content or happiness in the objects of the world. Only source of happiness is this Atman. How much time we are giving to the Lord? Our scripture says, this morning we are studying in Vivek Charamani also, I have also said many times, when the mind is going into the sansar jagat OET, it is getting dirtied. It becomes impure. Why it becomes impure? Because it creates vasana. When the same mind is thinking about Om, that mind becomes pure. We are all intelligent people. You will ask one question, can we not get Atma and Anatma both at a time? We know Anatma is giving me sukh, we all know. We want both. Is that possible? No, it is not possible. You have to choose one. When you are going outside, you are not thinking about the Lord. When you are going inside, the journey is just reverse. Going outside in the world and coming inside your heart are two different directions. Can you travel two different directions at a time? Can you walk east and west at a time? No, you can't. We have to choose one. We all have chosen an Atma. Is it not the goal of our life, all the anatma vastu? We want 1 million, 1 billion, 2 houses, 10 houses. We all have chosen anatma vastu. Therefore, the development is there in the anatma vastu only. Bigger and bigger your circle is becoming. And what has happened to the atma vastu? How much time you have invested? You calculate yourself. In 16 hours waking period, how much time you give to the Lord and how much time you are giving to the world. When the mind is going into the world, you are collecting dirt. When the mind is going toward the Lord, it is becoming pure. Now you think yourself, we are all intelligent people, whether your mind is getting dirtied or becoming pure. Know it for sure, whatever mind you have got, it is going to go into the next body. If you do not reach this place within this life, this mind will transmigrate to another body. Dirty mind or pure mind. It is science. It is science. And you can purify this mind only in the human form. Only in human form. You cannot purify your mind in the form of a tree, in the form of a bird, in the form of an animal. Why? Because they don't know what is dharma and adharma. They are all computerized. They have got no freedom in action. They can't say, mango tree can't say that I am coming to your satsang. They have got no option. Mango tree has to give mango in a particular season. It cannot give you orange. All computerized. All animal birds are computerized. Even their mating season is also computerized. But in the case of humans, freedom is given. Full freedom is given. Dharma, dharma, what is right, what is wrong, we can understand. You can purify your mind in this life. If you miss this chance, the scripture says, you have committed suicide. Why committed suicide? You missed the chance. Golden opportunity you missed. Acha, if I get this, will the body will drop? Many people think, the moment I become jnani, what will happen? Pata nahi. If I go into the meditation, people don't want to sit in meditation because pata nahi, wapas aayega ki nahi. Suppose I die in meditation, what will happen? No, no, no. Even after realization of your own true nature, you will be there acting with the world. After that, your transactions with the world will be altogether different. You will not be giving so much reality to the world which we are giving now. So this is in one verse Lord is saying, Man manabhava mad bhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru mam eva ishiji satyam prati jane. Oh Arjun, you are dear to me. Please do this thing. After this, Lord is not going to repeat again the knowledge. Now a question may come in our mind. It is very easy to disidentify with your house or with your car or with your wealth. It's easy. But how to disidentify with your own family, with your own body, with your own mind? Very, very difficult. How to disidentify with the spouse, children, parents, friends, family? So I came across a statement by Thakur Ramakrishna. I never came across anywhere else. He said, serve your mother, father, children, brother, family members, relatives, but know it for sure in your mind that they do not belong to you. Don't speak in the house to your spouse, you don't belong to me. Don't do that. In your mind think, serve everybody. But in your mind think, they do not belong to me. Each person has got its own journey. But we have to spiritually grow. The whole family should spiritually grow. Very important point, in mind. Don't speak. Don't go and tell your children you don't belong to me. Muskil ho jayega. Lord has given you that job. We have to do it to our best ability and capacity. This way you can disidentify with your all relatives. And slowly, 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 you have to disidentify with your gross body and the subtle body also. That can also be done. This is what is the meant by man manabhava mad bhakta madhyaji mam namas. Do you have any question? I can give you, it's already 5 minutes up. I will give you 2-3 minutes time. If you have got any doubt, this is a pakka science. 2 plus 2, 4, it will happen. If you understand it clearly, start walking. The Lord has given us the freedom. Karmanne vadikaraste ma phalesu kadachana. He has given advice. Follow or don't follow it. Depends on us. But Lord expects, after understanding this knowledge, you will act as per this knowledge. This is the expectation of Lord from us. Therefore, we have to see whether we have understood or not correctly. Yes. Yes.
How do you respond to somebody who says, I don't believe there's Atma. It is only an Atma. We are here, and body, mind, intellect, and ego. I can understand. It is only that. When we die, that's it.
Then you have to tell a dead body to speak. If a person is saying that I don't believe in Atma, he is saying that statement also because of the presence of Atman in him. If the Atman is not there, he will not be able to see. But such people are ignorant people. They expect the Atman to be brought like an object. That will never happen. You cannot bring in Atman in test tube. Impossible. Nobody can show you. But when a person, ignorant person says, I don't believe in Atman, it is because of the presence of Atman he is able to speak that I don't believe. If somebody asks you, are you existing? If you say, no, I'm not existing, because of the presence of Atman, you are saying, I'm dead.
But is there an example that can be given to somebody like that, an experience that they
Yes.
The chance of believing.
Right. Yes. If you go beyond your body, mind and intellect, you will get it. It is already with you. 100% success is guaranteed. There is no failure. But you have to follow certain paths to experience that. An ignorant person's mind is very, very impure. The first step is the purification of mind. Second step is the knowledge. Once you get the knowledge, if you want to verify, you can verify it is by Vedantic Samadhi. What is this Vedantic Samadhi? After doing the Sravan, ignorance will go only in Sravan. Isko bhi likh ke rakh lo. By reading Upanishad by yourself, ignorance will never go away. It is only by Sravan, listening, ignorance will go away. Like any objective science also, we learned by listening. We went to school, we went to college, we listened. So first you have to know about it. Second, the faith is required. Where it is written? What is the praman? What is the source? What is the means of knowledge? Vedas are praman. Who has written Veda? No author. Who has given? Sadashiv Samarambha, Sankaracharya Madhyama, Asmadacharya Paryantam, Vande Guru Parampanam. It is coming from the Lord Shiva. If you don't have faith in that, then the problem is that he is not yet ready. Faith is to be there. Where will I get this information? I will get in the Vedas. Had it been written by any person, there would have been a lot of mistakes in Vedas. Because each person's mind or intellect is limited. So praman, the means of knowledge, is Vedas. We have to believe that. They tell us it is there. We can experience it. How can you experience? I cannot make an ignorant person experience right now. But if a adhikari is there, eligible is there, if a person eligible is there, he can be.